USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Two people are in custody after allegedly committing an horrific crime.
Two men visiting Florida for spring break are in jail without bond after police say they drugged and raped a woman who was later found dead in her hotel room. 24-year-old Dorian Taylor and 21-year-old Ivoire Collier, both of North Carolina, are charged with drugging, raping, and robbing 24-year-old Christine Englehart of Pennsylvania while all three were visiting Florida. Authorities say the suspects met the woman at a restaurant where they allegedly gave her a green pill. The men accompanied Englehart into a Miami Beach Hotel, then leaving 40 minutes later. Police also say another video shows the suspects using Englehart's credit card to buy alcohol at a local liquor store. The victim was later found dead inside her hotel room. Everyone in this case is now awaiting an autopsy report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt says roughly 70% of Americans 65 years of age and older have received at least one dose of their coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado at a grocery store, some Republicans say Democrats are up to their old tricks regarding gun control after another tragedy.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You'll go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, Americans can now buy Teslas with Bitcoin. CEO Elon Musk announcing the move, making good on the company's promise to start accepting cryptocurrency. Tesla's website explaining how you can pay for the car using Bitcoin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.